Okay, so I'd like everybody to just get comfortable where you are and to just sit back, just put everything else away. I'd like everyone to just take a couple of deep breaths in, really deep. Let's all do it collectively. So just take a big deep breath in and exhale. And take another big deep breath in. And exhale. And if you haven't done so already, close your eyes. And then on your own, just take another big, beautiful deep breath in, going all the way down, down to your stomach, down even if you can, down to the small of your back. Breathe into your whole body. And as you exhale, just feel yourself just releasing and relaxing more and more. And as you're breathing this way, I want you to picture calling all of the energy that you may have scattered out in the earth around you today. Just whatever it was having to do with work or family or anything else, I just want you to call all of your energy back to you. Just calling it all in. Maybe feel like there's just a pink magnet in your third eye, and it's just drawing all of the energy that you've scattered out back into your being. And now above your head, about a foot above your head, just picture a beautiful golden ball of light. And this light is just showering down on you, gossamer strands of light energy, beautiful white golden gossamer strands of light. And you're now breathing in this light, breathing in this light into every part of your body. And then each time you exhale, just exhale with the intent of releasing any energy that's unwanted. Any energy that's not for your highest good, just let it go on every out-breath. And again, and then you're creating a vacuum as you do that to fill it up with that beautiful light that's over your head, breathing in, filling up your body with this light, and exhaling. Releasing, letting go. And as you picture this beautiful waterfall of light flowing down around your body, just see this light going into your head. And as it goes down, just like a waterfall raining down through, in and out of your body, just feel it relaxing every part of your body, relaxing your brain. And as it falls down along your face, feel your face relaxing, your eyes relaxing a little more. As it comes down the back of your head and neck, feel his muscles loosening up as it comes down around your jaw. Let your jaw loosen even more. And you feel these beautiful gossamer strands of light going down into your throat, through your throat chakra, all the muscles around your neck. Just relax a little bit more and more, and then that light comes down and it goes down into your shoulders, and you feel your shoulders relaxing, just loosening up, everything just loosening up. And that beautiful light goes down into your arms and goes down through your elbows and goes down out and through your forearms and out into your hands. And you feel that light just shooting out from your fingertips. We all have incredible chakras in our fingertips and in the palms of our hands, and now they're just so light-filled. And we go back into our bodies and feel that light coming down into our chest. Feel it coming down into our heart center, and just feel your heart center opening up. You can feel it like a lotus flower, just all the petals just opening up as that light shines down on it and falls through it. And you feel that light coming down further into your rib cage, going into your lungs, into all of your organs, going down into your liver and your kidneys and down into your stomach. And as you go and you feel that light going down in your middle of your body, just going down through your intestines, down through the rest of your stomach, into your sacral center, and coming down around your hips. And all the muscles in your body are just relaxing more and more. And you feel that light going down around your hips and coming down through your legs, and the muscles and the tension, any tension is just being released. And you feel that light going down into your knees, down through your calves, and down around your ankles, and down into your feet, past your heels, into the ball of your feet until you see that light just shooting out of your toes. And your body is just filled with this beautiful light. Now I want you to concentrate. At the base of your spine is a grounding cord. And this grounding cord is plugging you into Mother Earth. It is plugging you into the center of Mother Earth, into that core. And what I want you to do is picture yourself cutting off that grounding cord and an even bigger one being attached. Big, thick grounding cord now, brand new one, going all the way from the base of your spine, your manifestation center, going right down into Mother Earth and plugging you in. And as you're plugged into the core of the earth, you feel that energy coming back up your grounding cord, back up into your spine, and literally coming all the way up your spine into your head, going throughout your body, this beautiful grounding energy from the earth. So at this moment, you've got this beautiful gossamer strands of light coming from God's source energy above, and this beautiful Mother Earth grounding energy coming in from Mother Earth. So now what I'd like you to do from this beautiful space is to picture yourself in a beautiful meadow, or it could be on the beach, just someplace really beautiful in nature where you can feel that grounding and feel that energy all around you. And if you're in a meadow, just picture the flowers, the breeze that's going through, or if you're by the ocean, just hear that ocean breeze. I mean, hear that ocean sound coming off the water and the breeze just filling your body up and the energy coming out from there. And what I'd like you to do is choose something that you want to manifest. Now, we're not choosing a person or something indefinite like world peace. There are different processes for doing that. What I want you to do is to choose something physical or tangible, like a sum of money or a house or a car or something that when you have it in your hands and you can see it with your eyes, you can know that this process helped to create this. So I want you to think of this thing now and think about all the different qualities that you would want it to be. So in other words, if it was money, how much money would it be? If it was a car, what kind of car would it be? If it was a house, what kind of house would it be? Where would you be living? Just get really clear on what you want to create. So once again, just sit quietly and relax and go upward. Again, allowing this golden ball of light to harmonize your energy body centers and allow yourself to be in that state where you can think clearly and positively in a more higher, more focused way than usual. So now we're going to imagine that this thing that you want to manifest is literally turning into energy. Imagine that you are looking out into the cosmos, into the universe, and look out and see what you want to manifest as a pile of energy. Literally looking out into space and seeing what you want to create as manifested energy. Just seeing this pile of energy, this group of energy, and as you're looking at it, just really observe it. What color is it? What vibration does it have? Does it have a shape? Is it moving or is it solid? What feeling do you have as you imagine it as energy? And make it as beautiful as you can. Pretend that it has a life of its own and let it interact with you. Maybe you're moving your hands and you're helping it shape into different forms. You can literally create this as a symbol or as an image, such as a ball of light or an animal, and you can interact with it. So once again, put your focus and attention on it, allowing this energy to be visualized using your imagination. And if you're having trouble visualizing it, just sense it. Because this is a very real process. And everything that is now in physical manifestation was once energy. And I know this is a very advanced meditation and a very advanced manifestation technique. And the more you play with this, the more you do it, the more you'll become skilled at it. So again, imagine this thing that you want to manifest as energy, and you're looking at its color, its vibration, the shape, the movement, or just plain feeling what it's like. Imagining it all as energy. Allow it to have a life of its own and interact with it. And again, what symbol is it? What image do you have in your mind? Maybe it just looks like the Northern Lights, maybe that kind of energy, maybe very amorphous. So now, as you're seeing this pile of energy, this vortex of energy, I want you to notice that it's changing from energy now into cosmic subatomic particles. And this is the first appearance in the physical world. So imagine this energy is literally turning into gossamer sparkling particles of light. And imagine it as beautiful and high a vibration as you possibly can. Imagine that it is literally now leaving the space of the cosmos and coming down onto Earth. Sparkling, shining, coming into your aura, surrounding your physical body, and allowing your physical body to literally match with those subatomic particles. Allowing yourself to disperse them all around your physical body, placing them wherever you feel is appropriate. Just allowing yourself to feel and sense the high vibration of these particles all around your skin, all around your body, feeling that energy. Now take those subatomic particles of the object you're manifesting and imagine that you are bringing them into the DNA of your body, into every cell in your body. Just like through osmosis, through your skin, it's going into every single cell of your body. This will help you manifest something very easily in a way that flows in and out of you and in harmony with your being. Literally imagine that you are putting it into the DNA of one cell. Just picture one cell in your body, and this energy, these subatomic particles, are going into that DNA of that cell. And all the cells around it are multiplying at a very high rate, mirroring it. And literally feel that expansion going throughout your body. And as it expands, going in through every cell at lightning speed, your body is just filling with all these beautiful glowing subatomic particles, the energy of what you're looking to manifest. And as this goes throughout your entire body, imagine your entire body shining from the inside out. So, what quality, what feeling are you having as you feel this energy in your body? Is it love? Is it peace? Is it joy? What do you want this thing that you are manifesting to give you? It might be security. It might be success, freedom. Pretend that you have that quality right now. Because this is the connection to your emotional body. This is what literally becomes the magnet to whatever you're trying to create. So maybe it's self-love. self-acceptance. Maybe it's a feeling of worthiness or being valuable. Think of that quality right now that you want this thing to give you, and pretend that you have it right now. Allow it into your physical being and connect with it right now. You already have it. It already exists. This is the energy of what you have made, what you've created. You have it right now. Whatever sum of money you want, you have it right now. That house, you have it right now. The car, whatever it is. How does that make you feel? What is the emotion? What is the quality? And now, as you have the essence of having that thing, how will this thing serve you? What features do you want it to have? Because, again, this allows that connection to your mental body. So allow yourself to think unlimited. This is very important. Unlimited thoughts. Imagine having everything you want. Imagine that this thing, whatever you are bringing into your body right now, whatever you are creating, is allowing you to have everything that you want. It's the beginning. So what is this thing going to do for you? How will it serve you? Again, what qualities, what features will it have? And think in even more unlimited ways. Just receive, allow, and deserve. Opening to receive this thing, opening your heart, opening in every cell of your body to receive this thing. Imagine that you're creating a space for it to come to you. Maybe it's a space in your bank account. Maybe it's a space in your garage. You know, maybe it's a space on a part of land somewhere. Create that space and let it come to you. Create a space in your heart to allow yourself to receive it. And create space in your mind, imagining that it is now in your mind. And imagine that you are connecting with the whole plan of mankind's evolution, aligning what you want to manifest with your mind, with your purpose, for your highest potential. Knowing that whatever you are creating, whatever is coming to you, is for your highest good. And that this thing will also help you to help other people. So now think of that. How will you help other people by creating this thing? What do you want to, why do you want to create this? How will you help the people around you? How can you also help mankind? How will you help consciousness expand by having this thing? And you can do that by knowing, by having experienced, creating and manifesting, you are helping others by your experience, by sharing your experience. Because others will want to know how to do that and how to have that, and you'll be able to share that. So now we're going to start magnetizing this thing to us. And we're going to start it by building a coil. Making this coil as big as it feels appropriate. Just sense this coil right now coming from your solar plexus area, the area right above your navel. This is your power center. You might also want to picture yellow light in that area, and picture this coil coming out from your solar plexus area, a spiraling coil. Make it as big as you feel appropriate, just going up and around your body, and sending your connection to God, source energy, the universe, through this coil, and drawing what you want towards you. It is a magnet. It is drawing that energy towards you, magnetizing this thing to you. And keep doing that. Just feel it. Feel the energy. Like it's a vortex. This coil is literally creating a vortex of energy. And you are magnetizing the energy of what you want to you. Feel the intensity of it growing. And feel it magnetizing until you feel a sense of click, like a click or a completion, or the intensity of the energy has all of a sudden come down so that you can sense it all around your physical body. Okay, now you may have to repeat this magnetizing part of the meditation a couple of times, depending upon how big your manifestation is that you want to create. All of the other energy work has been completed. This last part is magnetizing it in, bringing it to you. This is the part where you may need to do it more often, and literally you can just jump into it, take 60 seconds, just picture that coil coming from your body and magnetizing that energy. Recreate the feeling that you're having right now. And if it's a smaller object, you may have felt that you've already felt that click or completion that the work is done right now, and that's probably enough. Just ask your higher self now, that intuitive part of you, how often you need to magnetize this thing to you. Allow yourself to see the answer through thought. And if it doesn't come to you now, it's fine. It might come to you while you sleep or in the morning, or just down the road, you may feel, I need to magnetize that again. Let me get into that space. So now what I'd like you to do is imagine yourself in a scene where you already have this thing that you wanted to manifest, and make it as real as you possibly can. Just put yourself inside the picture. Elaborate on this thing. Make it really, really vivid. See yourself interacting with it. He said, if it's money, see exactly how you would spend it. How would you use it? See yourself going to the bank and writing yourself a check. See yourself depositing the money. And if it's a house or something like that, see yourself in that house. What does that house look like? What is it like when you first open the door? What's the energy like? What's the layout? Get really, really descriptive here. See yourself sleeping in your bedroom, reading a book or watching TV or entertaining people or making dinner. Really make it vivid and elaborate on this thing, making it more and more real. The trick here, honestly, is to just know that you are in an unlimited universe. There is abundance everywhere. And that you can get the thing that you want. Just may feel like you're just pretending now, you know, even if you have a little resistance. But know that you are in a probable universe where you can get what you want with no questions asked. You are all divine manifestors. So what I'd like you to do is to pretend that it's 1 year from today. Okay? We kind of discussed this a little bit before going into the meditation. It's 1 year from today, and tell a story. Write a script about how easy it was to get what you wanted. And as you come out of this manifestation, or tonight when you go home, write down on a piece of paper, as your future self a year from now, write down how easy it was to manifest this thing. Write down from the part of you that's already living with this thing, who's already experiencing it, who already knows what it feels like to have it. Describe the scent. Describe the smell. Describe how you feel. Who is around you? What people are in your life? What brought it to you? What you did for other people? Just make it as real as you possibly can. And feel the joy as you're writing it down. Feel all the things that it's going to make you feel. And write out this script. And what I want you to do is to read it last thing before you go to sleep at night, and read it first thing in the morning when you wake up. When you go to sleep at night and when you wake up first thing in the morning, your brain is in an alpha state. It absorbs feelings, energy, so much more easily. So go to sleep with this in your heart. Wake up with it in your heart and in your mind. And see how your future self is already enjoying this manifestation. Feel how confident you are, how successful, how secure, how free. Just get into that feeling place of what your future self in a year from now is feeling. So now we're going to come out of this meditation a little bit, just by first taking a couple of deep breaths in, keeping your eyes closed, but just starting to feel yourself sitting in the chair that you're in. You can feel the weight of your body laying on the floor or sitting in the chair. Start wiggling your fingers and toes a little bit. And just know that you have literally, deliberately taken energy right now, and it is crystallizing into form as we speak. And just allowing with the law of gestation, knowing the time and the place, your higher self knows the time and the place that is best for this thing to come to you. And every seed takes time to gestate. Let go. Let go. Know that you've done the work and let go. This process, I can't tell you how real this process is. Like I said, it may feel like you're imagining it, but the energy work is very real. The energy doesn't know whether you're imagining or whether it's actually happening. The energy feeling that drawing into you of this energy, of those particles, doesn't care whether you're imagining it or whether it's real. It's all about getting into that feeling space, whatever gets you into that feeling space. But just know that this work that you've done is very real, and you are all very powerful manifestors. And when you're ready, just take a deep breath in. And exhale. And just again, slowly come back into the room a little bit more and more, opening your eyes when you're ready.